The topic for today's shiur is, to me, done purposely, with in mind Nebuch Lo Aleinu, what happened over the last 48 hours. As I'm sure you know, there was a terrorist attack on the Temple Mount, which is something that is quite unique. It was unique in the sense of they now want to put in metal detectors. So yesterday there was a protest outside of the Temple Mount where they said the Arabs will not go in through metal detectors. Can you imagine such rishus? They won't go in through metal detectors, and therefore they davened outside. Okay, good, nice threat. Right, it's a very strange thing. Immediately Jordan condemned the attack, and then they didn't. There was actually a Arab was the one who was killed, a Druze. So they're killing their own people. And one of the things that I saw quickly, one of the responses was, when we know that when terrorist attacks generally happen, especially if it's in the Yehuda v'Shomron, so the response of the government usually is to build more houses there. Right? It really shows the terrorists. You think you're going to win, you're certainly not going to win, because now we're going to build another 1,000 houses there. So one person said, I don't even remember who it was, but he said, let's build more in the Muslim quarter. We got to get more houses in Ir David, and that's the response to such a heinous attack. The question then comes to the following. This is where the lead-in, right? When they said that, I thought of this, and I said, ooh, let me go find the shiur. Baruch Hashem, I had it handy to give to you today. So I'll start off with the following stories I like to do, because that is really where the source of the shiur is and how I research the shiur. A number of months ago, about 6 months ago now that I think about it, a wonderful family by the name of the Fishers, who had the schus, or maybe I had the schus of them setting me up with my wonderful wife. So they're the family. So they're family, so they came to meet us. Martin and Steven Newman came to meet us and in Eretz Yisrael. And we were deciding where we should go. So this is always that hard thing when you're an Israeli and you're going out with your friends. So the question is, do you suggest a fancy restaurant because maybe they're paying? Or do you say, let's go for falafel because we're probably paying, you know? So we didn't know what the story was, and we decided to go to a mall-ish type place with different eateries. And we decided then, then we got there, and they said, oh, my kids are dying to eat at a waffle bar. And we're like, ooh, that's expensive, you know? And they're like, oh, great news, our parents are coming. Which was really, really exciting, because we knew for sure they would pay. The elder statesman, Shkoyach. So we're like, yeah, waffle bar it is, fine. We get to waffle bar, and Stanley Fisher says to me, I have a quiz question for you. And this quiz question, if you get it right, you get free lunch today. Which I thought was weird, because I thought I was getting free lunch anyway. He says, yesterday we had the great schutz of dedicating, i.e. donating, an apartment in Ir David. And at the dedication ceremony, we said three brachas. Guess those three brachas. So, like any good rabbi, what did I do? Lifeline. I said, I'll answer your question in just a second. I actually got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Of course, I went to the bathroom and started Googling. Three brachas in Ir David. Anybody can guess at least two of those brachas? Shechianu, yes. No bracha on that. Well, one's easy. It's just you probably didn't think about it. It was Kviyas Mezuzah. They made a bracha on Mezuzah. Yeah?
Bracha anytime you buy a house?
No. Shechianu would be. Or Tovei Amitir, probably, because it's for the family.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right. Yeah. So the I'm not going to discuss those two ones, because number one, Kviyas Mezuzah, as they did yesterday, for those that were present on the wonderful new girls' base medrash. So there's a shiloh about making a bracha on a place that you're not going to be living in. I'm not just talking about the shiloh about a shul versus a base medrash. Does it actually need a mezuzah? Therefore, do you make a bracha? But the question is, do you make a bracha, for example, on a store, in an office, and then furthermore, in a place that's not your own? It's a shiloh within halacha itself. I won't discuss that. Shechianu is an interesting one. It's the 3 weeks now. We had our shiur about that inyan, by the way. Another reason. My Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik always used to say that when something happens bad in Klal Yisrael, so we should focus on Eretz Yisrael. For example, when there are terrorist attacks, I said, how do we respond, Rebbe, to this? He said, learn more Torah about Eretz Yisrael. So during the 3 weeks, I think it's quite apropos to be learning about really will be a very, very inspirational, I hope for the 3 weeks, idea. So Shehecheyanu is questionable, because Shehecheyanu, we know, we say on a simcha that's personal to us, we're not living in the home. Maybe I'm making a Shehecheyanu that I was able to have the money to be able to dedicate it. Okay, maybe, I don't know. The third bracha is a shock to everyone. And that's really the topic of this morning's, I'm on a different time. It was on the bracha on purchasing an apartment near David from Arabs. That's just added just to make you feel like, ooh, something controversial here. And that's the first Gemara here in source number one. Gemara brachas, daf nun ches. Tana Rabbanan, haroi bate Yisrael b'yishuvam. You make the following bracha. Baruch neitziv gvul al mana. So the Gemara tells us that there is a bracha, which now this might be the first time you ever heard this bracha. So with my situation, and it's very interesting because when I went back to yeshiva, I got the free lunch. But when I went back to yeshiva, I started asking people. I felt like such a, and it's interesting, it was a split in the middle. All the Israeli rabbeim and my yeshiva totally understood the bracha. We'll probably see why in a moment when they started quoting these sources, so on and so forth. And the YU rabbanim were like, yeah, I think is a, the Gemara about it, I think, the Gemara bracha, and because we don't know from this bracha. What is this bracha? So simply said, the Gemara says, Haroi Bata Yisrael. When you see the houses of Israel, you have to understand what that means. B'yushuvam. Stomach being resettled. You make the bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Meisiv Gvul Almana, which is, of course, a, we are Almanot, as it says in Eichas, we'll be reading, hopefully we won't be reading, but in not that long from now, in 2 weeks from now, about Meisiv Gvul Almana, so we are Almanot, and God is returning from not making us Almanot anymore. Rabbeinu Yerucham actually says there's a Girsa problem over here, it's Meshiv, to return, but basically it's the same Lashon. And then just parenthetically, he writes, B'churban, if you see something being destroyed, you make the Baruch Dayan Emes. This was a Shaila by the Gush Katif days, about 10 years ago, when Israel made the horrible decision of giving away Gaza. So people paskin, and in fact I remember the video on Fox, I'm used to watch this, living in America, on Fox, of Rav Melamed going to one of the shuls, ripping Kriya, and making the bracha b'shem ha-malchus, the bracha dayin emes. So the question is, what does this Gemara mean? So comes along Rashi, and Rashi here is extremely important because Rashi defines for us this bracha seemingly, which will almost end the discussion here. He writes, Baruch Meitziv Gvul Almana, Kigon B'Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. My example, he writes, is B'Yishuv. What does Yishuv mean? In the of Bayit Sheni. Right? So what happened? We had Bayit Rishon, B'nai Yisrael were unfortunately very much decimated, and then the Ribbono Shalom agreed to rebuild, gave us the schus of Bayit Sheni, and when things started to rebuild, despite the fact that Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni were quite different, oh, that's the example he gives. Mistoma Rashi is saying something here that is almost a non-discussion, which is, we're not in Bayit Shlishi, so there's no example here where we would go ahead and say that this is noeg, this bracha will be noeg. Why did the Gemara discuss this bracha? Right? Why would he discuss the bracha at Bechlal if it's just something for the Beis HaMikdash? Good question. Says the Rif, another important source. This is the Rif, this is the Beis HaBechira. Also the Meiri says the same thing. And it's the following. Haroe Bate Knesiot. So he takes the Gemara and he says, obviously when we refer to the word Bayit, when we refer to the word, by the way, I just want to point out, I didn't say this to start with, this is a perfect shiur this morning to see how halacha develops. One of my, as you know, I hope you know by now, one of my fortes, I hope, and what I love most is halacha. And one of the things I try to bring out in my shurim is that halacha works from the level of Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim. And I want to show you that, and you see how this develops. It's quite fascinating. So the Rif says that the word Bayit in the Gemara means Haroi Bate Knesiot Shel B'Yishuvam. Now we're talking totally different. I'm not talking about stam, I go ahead and build a new house. I'm talking about a shul that was rebuilt. I automatically comes to mind the Churva Synagogue, right? Churva Synagogue, was rebuilt, right? Rebuilt mamish, meaning my days, literally. You know, when I went to yeshiva, right? So you always would pass that arch, that famous arch, right? I shouldn't tell you this, but I was a little kid. I remember when I went to Israel for the first time, I think I was 10 or 11 years old. I think I was turning 11 years old. I went with my grandparents. And so, you know, when you go to Ben Yehuda, they have all the stuff for the tourists. And I found this shirt, that just came out with a cartoon, which you probably never heard of before, called The Simpsons. And it had a picture of Bart Simpson, and he was hanging on the arch of the Churva Synagogue. That was all that was left, you know, and he said one of his famous lines, right? I'm like, oh, that's so cool. That's the way I remember. And they rebuilt it up. It's the most gorgeous, beautiful shul now. So Mistama, maybe that's what the Rif's talking about here, / Meiri. Haroi bate knisiot. When you see new shuls, be yeshuvam. Omer baruch meitziv gula amana bechorban, omer baruch dain emes. Mistama, that's what we're talking about here. So again, maybe the machloikis is, number one, Rashi, number one, qualifies it, clearly saying it's the rebuilding of, for example, the second bias, which is referring to clearly Eretz Yisrael, whereas the Rif / Meiri is saying that what? It's any shul. He didn't say anything about Eretz Yisrael. So any shul that's rebuilt, gets this bracha. And one can understand that. We know that our shuls are the stronghold that we have in Chutz La'aretz, as the one, hopefully, the one place of Kedusha where we maintain an element of Kedusha that we have in no other place. And that is why really the halacha is that we have to maintain a level of Kedusha in those shuls. And that's what becomes difficult, by the way, in a camp, because you have really a more of a multi-purpose room, whereas the quote-unquote main shul here is used for movies and used for God knows what other events. So it becomes a very difficult understanding. And this is in shuls as well. You probably, guys in your shuls in America probably, experience this as well. Well, all of a sudden the shul is not a shul anymore. All of a sudden they're having some sort of event inside the shul, mamish. Even if they had a meeting there, a board meeting there, this could be problematic. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. Right. So in America... Right, in America this is true. America meaning Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz there seems to be a heter, which is discussed in Halacha, of building a shul al tanai. Now you understand, by doing that, you're basically saying, I don't want my shul to have Kedusha's basic Knesset, which is a bad thing to do, right? Rabbi Dixon told me that in this location, when they built the library originally, they wanted to make it into like library / base medrash. So they got all these wonderful books from, you know, 1929 put over here. So they almost put wallpaper here, because I don't know if anybody's going to use the unicorn and the Mishnah Halachas, but fine, and old Gemaras. But so here, the reason why there's this opening here, right, this was a mistake, obviously. The designer probably wasn't Jewish. They wanted this to be here, and they wanted to put an Ara Kodesh. That's originally, and that's why there's a quote-unquote Ner Tumen here. So comes along the halacha and says, if you build it up, so he says, I don't want anybody to think this was a shul, because he knew that there would be onegs would be good, but there would be other things, game time here, and other things going on. I don't want it to have a kedusha of a shul. So they do this in many shuls. So they could do things, by the way, there's some shuls, they have to, because shuls just didn't have enough room, as we said this before. So what are they going to do? They had no room, they want to have a wedding there, for example, so they build it out tonight. It's not the best situation either. You're not really supposed to have a wedding there. Which is sound, right? Bris Mila is a lot. Bris Mila is Davka lab. Meetings and all those different things. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I remember him speaking very much out against this. He said, shuls should not be built out tonight and make shuls. It's just not practical. A lot of times the shul is the only place, it's the largest room. You know, they have small kiddish room. They can't. So, yeah, you're right. It's not a good thing. And Eretz Yisrael, seemingly most poskim say you can't build it out tonight, and that creates a problem. Yeah. In a Hanami, right. The question is exactly what I'm trying to point out. Why did the Rif jump? And seemingly, not only did he jump to Bate Knesios, he jumped to Bate Knesios. He says nothing about Eretz Yisrael. Talks about a Kedusha level. Right. The question is, and clearly you could quote me many Gemaras, that the word Bayit does not mean necessarily, Bate does not necessarily mean Shuls. So the question is, where did he get that? Good. We'll discuss that. Now, it's true that Rav Kook, who of course has a perush on the Gemara in Brachos, so he writes Dafka on this riff. Yeah, the riff holds that we're talking about all shuls because they have the status of what we call a miktashma. They're reminders, and maybe this is a little, he doesn't say this, but maybe a little bit within Rashi itself as well. That's what we have to commemorate by Cheney and by Rishon. These are a mikdash mat. And he is talking about any shul you would make this bracha. Very, very interesting. Now, let's move on and see maybe we could... Now, it's true, before I move on, that the Yerushalmi in Brachos, I believe it's in Perek Tes, speaks about making a bracha when you go through Avodah Zarah places. So people question, is this Yerushalmi actually talking about making a bracha when you pass a church, maybe? That's the question. Let's move on. The Marsha over here says, "Dikdek leferushken hachi mishum de korban bayit rishon nimshalu Yisrael lealmana." After the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, we're called almanot. Kamo shekasav haisa kaalmana. As I told you, we'll be reading, hopefully not, but in the next 2 weeks. And therefore, he writes, and therefore, Beis Hamikdash lafuke begalus hashta ein zeh. Mikirei Beit Yisrael b'Yishuvam Kevan de Beis Hamikdash Charav Lo Shayach Be Meitzev Gul Amana. He says straight out, black and white. Rashi is saying only in a situation where you have a Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, this bracha is null and void. The Marsha qualifies the statement of. Rashi, and says, we are wasting our time if this is a halacha l'maisa shir, until you build Beis HaMikdash, nothing to discuss. V'chein, says the Shtor, ha'roi bote Yisrael b'yishuvam, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, Meisiv Gvul Almana. He's actually quoting the words, which I didn't have here on the sheet, of the Rambam, and the Rambam is clear, where the Rambam says, the following, I'll just read it to you. It doesn't say anything what that means. He doesn't qualify. He doesn't use Rashi's lashon. He doesn't use the Rif's lashon. He doesn't use the Mar. And that's what the Torah. So obviously the question is, if the Torah really felt like the Marsha, and it's only in Bayis Shlishi, when there's a base of English, so what's the point? We don't quote halachas that are not shayach. So this is a question that one could ask. So, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. This is what the Lashon, of course, of the Beis Yosef is. Well, Rabbi to Yisrael b'Yishuvam Kigon the Bayis Sheni. He says, "Well, Tor, come on, take sides. Who is the Shulchan Aruch like? Clearly, Rashi. He's clearly like Rashi. This is the way the Beis Yosef has the same Lashon on the Tor. I don't know if he questions." The tour, and this is the way he paskins in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Kesef Mishnah as well, the Rebbeinu Manoach, based on the Rebbeinu Manoach. However, says the Kesef Mishnah, this only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Right? But that's clearly the difference between Rashi and the Rif. Eretz Yisrael versus not Eretz Yisrael. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and this is the first source that I saw on this, and why I said, how is it possible that this organization allowed them to make this third bracha. And in fact, by the way, I didn't point out, at this meal, when we said about the bracha, so when I quickly quoted, went and looked into Rev Google, initially I said, I don't understand how they did that. And she, so to the wife said, she said, can you please research this, Rabbi? Tell us, you know, do we make a bracha lebatal? Right? What's the, you know, for money, you know, Ir David, no offense to them. Do they have a poke? So my first thought is, I saw this Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to read it in a second. I said, what? How did they let them make a bracha? Okay, you give $1 million, so you say, you know, he make three brachas. I don't know if that's a sound, wise advice. Look at the Mishnah Berurah here at source number 7. Mamish, amazing. Perish, Bate Eshire Yisrael, Shemosha Betokef. Ubigvura could go on Babayit Sheni. Rashi. The Asher Dafko be Eretz Yisrael, and probably only in Eretz Yisrael. Bezman Bayit Sheni ka Amar Ava Bezman Azeh. I feel of Eretz Yisrael though. Even if we're rich now, we're rebuilding, and no way, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Afilu Im Hum Yoshav Ata. Even if we're in charge today. Kamo Babayit Sheni. Imagine this. This is the Chafetz Chaim talking way before the establishment of the State of Israel. Gam kein mevarchim, v'harif, sorry, de'afilu im haya miyushuv ata, k'mo b'bayit sheni, gam kein mevarchim, v'harif v'bote b'yushuvam, haynu b'bete k'niyos m'palam b'tochem, v'chein nogu ha'olam she'ein mevarchim. Right, we don't make this bracha anymore. Because of Al Yaraba, the Ain Chiluk Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutzlars Mizman Hazeh, and he says it's cute. Make the bracha Aval Bli Shem Malchus if you want to. Stum on a new shul. Clearly, Mishnah Berurah only talking about a shul, and clearly you don't make the bracha today. Some want to say, well, don't worry, we'll see this a little bit later on in the show. Some want to say that the Mishnah Berurah couldn't fathom a time where we would be b'yishuvah, where we'd be in a situation where we were in control. It's mamish unbelievable. I once gave a shiur on the halachas of Yom Yerushalayim for the Haredi. It's a very popular shiur. A lot of people came because they thought there would be. This predates the Triple H shiur of, you know, Hakan Halacha with Hartstein. And they one of the things that I said is in 1967, no matter who you are, what you are, there are halachas that were established that changed your life. Meaning, in 1967, when the Jews took control of Yerushalayim Ir Kochenu, you no longer rip Kriya Ba'ari Yehuda, because that's what the halacha says. Rami Shafaisi is the truth on this. I don't care who you are. So you, everyone recognizes that there was something happening in Yom Yerushalayim. So some, as we'll see, want to argue that maybe the Mishnah Berurah couldn't even... Maybe the Yeshuvam, it's different. We'll see that. Let's stop and summarize. Clearly Rashi is talking about the brachas only in Eretz Yisrael at times of Bayit Sheni, i.e. of Geula. But the Orach HaShulchan, now, again, says the reason why the bracha isn't said today is because... we're not in charge. We're not sholeit on the land. So what's the point in saying, oh, we rebuilt a shul? Big deal. We're not in charge of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously that changed. The Yehuda Ya'ala, source number 8, Sheilos Teshuvos Yehuda Ya'ala, here in source number 8, says, well, any astaiti, levarach, al binyun beisach aneses, b'chanicho b'rabim b'eretz Yisrael v'chulu meisiv gul almana b'mikdash ma'at dino ka'are kodesh shenivna'eh michor v'yishushalayim. Isn't it true that when you rebuild a shul, it's like building the chorvo, the Beis HaMikdash, and the bracha then should be said? But the Mishnah Berurah, quote-unquote, agrees, and he said, but there's too many sources like Rashi that says that maybe you shouldn't do it, and therefore what? No bracha is allowed to be said. The Prima Gadim, the Kaf HaChaim, says, great bracha, beautiful, say it without Shem HaMach. So now imagine going to the ceremony for the new shul, and now we're going to make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Everybody's going to know what's going on here, right? So I never understood when people say B'li Shem HaMach, it's not a bracha. I once had a situation where, yeah, but it's not a bracha. It's just a colloquial statement that we make. People do make it b'shem amal. Right? I'm saying, but it's not. I don't know what that is. It's not a bracha. Gemara says. If you say baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech olam, I don't understand what is the point of saying something, but it's not a bracha. I was once at. My office, and I was working in Yerushalayim in Delta 3, so they expanded one part of the office. They moved it out, so that it required a new mezuzah. So they wanted to have a little party of kviyas mezuzah. So they used to have a nickname for me, that I was the chief rabbi of Delta 3, of this company. Big deal, with 45 employees. And they said, I want you to make the bracha. Bracha v'zachem. So I started practicing how to say it with, you know, because I wanted to say it with my Israeli, you know, because if I'm going to say it like a, you know, YU yeshivish guy, they would be like, what are you doing? And then I said, wait a minute, can I make a bracha? So I went to, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to name names, but I went to one of my poskim and I asked, and he says, of course not, you can't make a bracha, it's not your place, absolutely not. So I went to them and I said, listen, I'm sorry, I asked my rabbi, and he said, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So they're not religious. They're like, what are you talking about? Of course you make a bracha. Everybody, I go to all the, especially Sfardim, I go to all the Sfardic, they all make bracha. How can you not make a bracha? I said, if you want, I'll make the bracha. Baruch atah Adushem. So he looked at me, he says, hey, we're Israeli. We know what a bracha is, loser. In America, maybe you could do that. Nobody would know what's going on. You can't do that. Fine. So the ceremony started. I went to the ceremony. Somebody else was going to do it. And they said, oh, Daniel, lo atzeh lasot atzeh, ki hu chazeh charedi, and then he doesn't want to make a bracha. And another guy, totally not from, is like, yeah, you're not allowed to make a bracha. It's not your house. And they started fighting. It was hilarious. And so then they decided not to make the bracha, and they just put it up. Afterwards, I was telling the story to another posek. I don't want to say his name, because I'm not 100% sure of the story. And he said, my father, which was a famed Gadol Hador, he said, for sure you make a bracha on an office. Even furthermore, in Eretz Yisrael, he says, what an opportunity for Kiruv people to know the brat. I felt horrible after that, because I would have gone with this postig was a very, very famous. Okay, I didn't know. New. So, I don't know what this B'li Shema Malchus mean. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
When we say, it's different if we are in Israel.
Yeah. Good, very, very good. So we hopefully, great, great. We will probably discuss this in a little bit more detail, I hope, Mirtz Hashem, when it comes to another shiur that I'm going to give about Mishum Darchei Shalom, right? And there, again, I'm going to hopefully sensitize you to a serious difference in modern day Israel of how, quote unquote, extra specially nice we have to be to the Goyim, because we're not as afraid that they're going to persecute us. This was a beautiful machlekes. Rav Salveitchik got involved with Rav Harav Unterman, Chief Rabbi of Israel. We'll see in the future some of the other players over there. And what's interesting is that some wanted to argue that we have Medina Yisrael, we're in charge. And others said, what do you mean we're in charge? I think Rav Salveitchik said this as well. We're in charge, what do you mean? If somebody picked up the phone, I don't know, maybe President Trump even, and picked up the phone and said, you got to do this, Netanyahu probably will do that. So he's not really in charge, right? We're scared of all the other nations. Where every day, you know, the UN says something, well, how are we going to respond? What are we going to do? So are we really, you know, in charge? That's a big question of what it means. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael and ripping Kriya, it's just that we have sovereignty. One would argue, do we have sovereignty? This is a famous shiloh about, do we have sovereignty over the Temple Mount? It's another shiloh that's discussed in the poskim about exactly where you can go. Some of it is involved if we have, you know, in the history of the Jewish people, Goren wanted to establish a shul on Har HaBayis to show that we're in charge and we have the, you know, right? And it was discussed. It wasn't a joke. It was discussed, obviously, in the parts that he felt to be mutter. Okay, it didn't happen. But it was. There's a beautiful article. Someone showed me these articles on it. So in this case, you're right. Here, clearly, we're talking, again, my ending of my shiur is going to be much different than the beginning here. So far, I'm no. I'm going to show you yes, 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 which I think is so beautiful. The Zionistic Rabbanim who go in the kivun of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook say, oh, you're crazy? Do you have any idea what's going on now? Do not open your eyes! By the way, one of the things, I thought about this morning when I was davening, when I have it underlined in my siddur. V'sechazenu einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion. It's a famous vort. Why do we say einenu? Right, our eyes. So it's a bakasha to the Rabbanu Shalom to open our eyes to be able to see that we are b'shuvcha l'tzion baracham. We are b'shuvcha l'tzion, but sometimes we don't open our eyes to it. We don't see it. Nabach lo aleinu. Right, Rav Machlis said this so beautifully. He said that you start to read. It's funny if you go to the dome. I'm sorry, I have pet peeves. This bothers me. The dome has the pasuk, right, from Zechariah that says. Zakenos, what does it say? And then it says, but the kids will be playing. And Yiladim Esachimbo, they will be playing. And so it says on the dome that kids will be playing. They just took those two words. And that's what the dome is. Puzzle's talking about on the base of Mikdash, when we know, how do we know Bayis Shlishi is coming? You'll see that the old people will watch kids playing in the streets of Yerushalayim. Not in the streets of Guilford, New York. I'm saying it's a little bit strange that they put that puzzle over there. So that is a pasuk that's actually in the old city of Yerushalayim. Those that know the back roads of the old city, there's a beautiful open area where the Moriah school cheder is, and there's that pasuk there, and the old people watch kids play. And I always think about this. I said, my grandparents, you know, until I can imagine when we're growing up, who thought, my great-grandparents for sure, you thought of such a concept that there would be a time where in Yerushalayim, they're getting shot at in 1948, that they're going to be able to play and old people can watch kids playing? Are you crazy? That's the idea. The Elie Rabba says that it is talking about any shul, even in Chutz Laretz. No bracha said. This is not fair, what I'm about to say now. Source number 9, the Svarim in the back there, see somebody do does quote the Mishnah Halachos. So Rav Menashe Klein says, tell me how you read this. Lafina Staiti, number 9, Nira Pasha to Einu Mavarach, La'achar Kamo Chadashim. Kevin Sheraha Yishu Kol Asman, Umashilo Birech Mitchila Over Zmano. He's asked the following question. What happens if you just found out after this halacha? According to Rav Menashe Klein, it seems, he was asked the following question. There was a new yeshuv that was built, right? Go pick your yeshuv. Give out Washington. We'll see in a moment. Maybe even Ramat Beit Shemesh. Right? There was nothing there before. It's relatively new. 15 years old, right? A gazillion other communities you can name. And you just found out this halacha. You've been living there now for 9 years. Can you make the bracha? And he says, no, you can't make the bracha anymore. Over Zmano. Meaning what? Says, I would look at it. You could make the bracha, just you live there too long. Somebody else told me that there's another tshuva if you look church on the Bar Ilan, where the Mishnah Halacha says that there's no bracha over here. Here he claims to say, I don't know. If there's another tshuva, I apologize for being intellectually dishonest with you. But here he seems to say that this. So now we start to get into phase two. Phase two is the reason why these people made the bracha, and that's the raid of all the Zionistic poskim, and that here in Eretz Israel at least. Things changed in 1967. Do we have a concept that times change? I think we do. Neshana HaTeva, the establishment of the state of Israel. Harav Melamed, of course, the author of Panini Halacha, here in an article he wrote, says the following thing. It's very always hard when you try to have it on one source sheet. It's a beautiful tshuva. If anybody wants to see it, if you want to review this, as I told you, tomorrow I'll be happy to leave copies of the actual tshuva. Here's what he says. Yishinim Rabin, Shemistapkim, Eimasa Chayovim Levarich Bracha Zil. There are a lot of people who don't know whether or not, how should you make this bracha. Umirov Sveikos, Eimim Levarichim. Savi Bracha Sakha, they don't make any brachas. Ulam, Das Moivi Rebbe Harav Svi Yehuda Kuk. You should be lahakbi. You should be careful. You should make this bracha. Be scrupulous, and make the bracha. Shehi bracha shevach v'hodah l'Hashem al yishuv haaretz. V'chein nahag befal levarech meitziv gulal mana al mekomos biyushuv minustul yisrael eretz shal. New yishuvim. Rav Tzvi Yehuda love making this bracha. And that's what Rav Yeshua Hadari lent. You know where Rav Yeshua Hadari is? You should know. Rav Hadari. Hadari was one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva HaKotel, back in my day. Rosh Yeshiva HaKotel. Ki HaRav's cook, Birech Mesiv Gulamana, 45 years ago, in Givat Washington. Givat Washington is right by Keren Beyavna, where Machon Mayan is, those who know, want a little history. Be'etche Gialakan, the pidyon bino, shall the famous Talmud Daniel Shilo. I actually know who he is. He was in my yeshiva with me. Ve'id Harav Reuven Heller, that he made this bracha, Mesiv Gulalmana, when he went to Bris Milah and Ve'yakov. V'chulu v'chulu. And what did Rav Cook say? Ready for this? Listen, guys, listen carefully. Yesh kama shechasha shulavarch b'glal divrei harif, aval efshel l'smach al shloshe emudei eila. You can be soymech because the bracha, according to the Rambam, Rashi, and the Shulchan Aruch, says levarech. What do I mean? This is crazy. Listen to this, guys. Yesh matzavim sheheim pachad mi bracha levatala. People are scared. They don't want to make a bracha levatala. This is doraisa. Nimshach michisaron shleimut beemunah. And here's the line. Sveikos brachos equals sveikos beemunah. You know why you don't want to make a bracha on this? Because you think that maybe, maybe we're not the Yeshuvam. Maybe we're not Reishis Michaskul Oseinu. Maybe this is not the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash. He goes, you have a suffix in Amuna. You think you're so frum? Says Rav Melamed / Rav Kook. Come on. A lot of times I remember Rav Kook would make this brachel chachila haya roi levarach miyad. Mishum hider mitzvah. Right here, right away. Mikevan she'al pi rov mevakshim yemenu ledavar ve'az, he would make it b'kol ram b'rabim, unbelievable. Aval b'chol yizurim she'adayin lo mishumim karoi yishetzorach od li ta'ameitz l'kayim b'hem. It's Mrs. Yushev Zadar k'tei she'tiyah b'yadeinu b'yad uma acheret, right? Olo sh'mama u'b'chol yizurim Yehuda Shomron b'golan, the Negev chelek min ha'galil v'chelek mi'emek Yuriziel, Nira Shagam Misha Eno Miragesh Matim Batim Tzarech Levarech. Ah, you're going to tell me now, but you have Yehuda Shomron, or are you really in charge over there? You know, now, you know, tomorrow the UN's going to say that it's Palestinian territory. I'm like, oh, who knows? No. And finally, he says, even Bebinyan Yushalayim, Mevata Yotem, Mikol, for there too. You're building new communities. They built Ramot. They built this. How do you not make the bracha? He writes. This was the Shita of Harav Kook. Unbelievable. Sveikus b'bracha, sveikus b'muna. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Right. So he's interpreting Rashi because he writes about the shloshei amude halacha. In truth, it's they're all getting it from Rashi. You're right. The question is that what did Rashi mean? So clearly, Rav Kook's interpreting it. Right, and as we said this before, in understanding the Maharsha's understanding, right, the Maharsha, I think, is coming to qualify Rashi, Perush Rashi, right? Right? And he spoke about the concept be Yeshuvam. Kevin the Beis HaMikdash Charev, Lo Shayach. Lo Shayach. Beis HaMikdash is Charev. You're 100% right. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is no Beis HaMikdash, no Choser Amuna, there's no Beis HaMikdash, Shkoyach. Right, you know, even Rav Soloveitchik definitely was not. I don't know what he held here. I'm pretty sure he said not to make a bracha, but Rav Soloveitchik, who obviously was a Zionist, had a very different look on where we are compared, certainly, to Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook in the establishment of Medinat Yisrael. He was against saying we should smicha koteinu, like Rav Shechter. Hey, I wanted to be it, but I'm not sure, so I don't make the bracha because I don't know. I could tell you the fi edus. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very into saying Hallel without a bracha, but on Yom Ha'atzmaut. And there were years where, it was one specific year, I don't want to go into the political details, where he didn't say Hallel. And we asked him, why don't you say Hallel? And he said, this government, forget about it. I don't think they care. They're not a racist Michkul Seder government. So it was very strange. Like, you could pick and choose. You know, where are we headed? I don't know. One could argue, are we headed in the right direction, the wrong direction? It's an unbelievable chiddush. I'm 100% with you on that. Again, did these people make the bracha with good standing? Clearly, he's quoting all these other people who say that. Rav Chaim David Alevi says, the following thing: Lo haya makom levarach bracha zu al hakamat medinat Yisraelit, aval kaasher zachinu l'shilton Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael nitzan levarach bracha zu. He says, Rechaim Dovr, the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. Yeah, you can make this bracha. Nobody, because nobody fathomed before that there's such a thing of Shilton Yisrael without a Beis HaMikdash. Very interesting historic tshuva in source number 11. Harav Dr. Yehuda Zolden. He writes for Machon Torah Va'aretz. Talmud of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook. There's a dying in the Beis in the Monois of money. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in one of the Yeshuvim, the Yeshiva Hester, in the Veid Dekalim, which was in Gush Katif. I made sure to see this tshuva was written in 2001, which is 4 years before Gush Katif. So you might taina, maybe he would hold differently. I didn't get a chance to call him. He's alive. I didn't. And he writes, "Bizmaneinu b'makom eretz Yisrael matzav yoter tov mishel bayit sheni." Hear this? Right? This is not a political statement right now. The situation today in Eretz Yisrael, Ruchnius-wise, is way better than it was in Bayit Sheni. There's more Torah being learned in Eretz Yisrael than in Bayit Sheni. This is not disputed, okay? Not disputed.
What about ratio, though?
What?
I heard that it's yeah. Ratio of people learning to not learning. Is that more or less?
Interesting. Well, there was so much more people. We know Bayit Sheni, so little people came in return. Right, there's much less non-firm people, if you would call it. Stoma, because that didn't exist as much then. Right, it's true, right? Good. Yeah. Right, we know, right, yep. So, he says, of course the situation is different. This is actually true. Even today, by the way, this is interesting, much better than it used to be. There were many kibbutzim that dafka were built without shuls, right? The famous non-religious ones, where they dafka would bring pig in, they dafka would have a big suda on Yom Kippur. A lot of these are changing dramatically, where there's a lot of shuls now. One of the great contributors to that, the Reinhard family, who donates it, you know, will donate Torahs to any yeshu, you know, any kibbutz that wants it for, and they're shul. It's amazing. I was actually in one kibbutz. I don't remember the name of it. Where they told me that this was a famous kibbutz. We went on a trip with the yeshiva, and the person explained that this was a famous kibbutz that was Shomer HaTzair. I don't remember, and it was a famous one that was very right. And he said it wasn't that many years ago. He said a number of years ago, they wanted a shul for Yom Kippur, and it started. It wasn't just Yom Kippur; they started to get people for davening on Shabbatot. He goes, "There's a minyan kavua here." And you think about that. He said, "It's an amazing thing." That things are changing, Baruch Hashem. He quoted, we saw before, from Chaim David Halevi, as I told you, Lo Yamakom, there was no inyan to make this bracha before, now there is today. And this is the way that he held. Chaim David Meir Shakar Tzvi Yehudi, Sorov Tzvi Yehuda Kuk, Shabbi Kher went to one of the Yeshuvim and made this bracha. And he said, V'tov, Asa, it was good what he did. And he quotes all along, I don't want to keep you too long on this. That's a famous sicha that Rav Kook gives that's written in his Sefer in Parshas Vayikra. Alright, he says that's what he's meant, and we're better than Bayit Sheni, so certainly we can make the bracha. It's a little bit different of what we saw. Then he quotes in the name of Harav Yisachar Tamar, that says, "Benirli Pashet Shebizmanenu Sheyesh Lanu Midinat Yisrael Af Shabayit Enu Bonui Dino Kebizman Bayit Sheni Sheikir Bazeh Sheyesh Shilton Yisrael VeAbayit VeAbet Yosef." Sorry, and the Beit Yosef actually says this. Mipnei Shebizman Azelo Mipnei Shebiyomenu BeEretz Yisrael Yesh Shilton. He wrote the word Shilton. That's the thing. Chasha Pachet Brachal Batala. That's quite notified, of course, is the famous line, Seikos Bracha Seikos Be'emuna, Gorim Lachain She'ein Anu Modim, Umishubachim, Mishabachim La Kaddish Baruch, Ubemakam Shetzarch Be'efshar Levarech. The Dorenu Zocha Lishuv Le'eretz Ulahasir Bakach, at Big Day Ha'almanot. So it's a beautiful Lashon, Shaluma. We're able to take off these widower clothes of the nations and put on the clothes of the Geula. So beautiful. So, that's what our bottom line is for today. Thank you for joining us. But just as a summary, we saw in the beginning of this year, in my humble opinion, what was a Gemara and a Machlokes between Rashi and Rif, which we thought really didn't really care so much about, because, honestly, the Mishnah Berurah helped us tell us that you don't make this bracha anymore. And then we started moving the tides, turned with this shita of Rav Kook, but really trying to learn what Rashi actually meant when he said kigon, and said we're better in Yishuv Seni, and we're leading to Mashiach, and maybe that's why you would make the bracha. One argues that it's only on the shuls itself. That is true, right? Every Yishuv that obviously Rav Kook was going to, there was a shul there. So one could argue, even in the case of the machmir shabba machmirs, that you make this bracha of, because of emuna. So one could argue, okay, that these people that made the bracha on the apartment shouldn't have made the bracha because it wasn't on the shul. Okay, because if you make it on your shul, And I, this was unbelievable. After this all happened, I gave the shiur. Oh, I gave the shiur. I remember now. I gave the shiur on Shavuos night in Mishkan Gila, in one of the shuls in Eretz Yisrael. So I asked Rav. I was just telling. He said it had to be related. He wanted it to relate it to the Aseret HaDibros. That was the theme of the week. So I said, of course, it's related to Aseret HaDibros. Why? Because. He said, yeah, it's great, great. And he said to me, you know, we just had a famous speaker. Now, shoot, I forgot who it was. One famous, Rav Yoel Ben Nun. He said he came, and Maimon, she walked up to the podium, and he started, he spoke on Yom HaTzmut, which is a few weeks, obviously, before Shavuos. And he said, before I begin, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Meisim Gula Amonim. He says, I've never been to Ramat Shiloh. Wow, this is a beautiful community. Shkol Yach. And the famous Rav Benny Eisner, who first came to our yeshiva. There was a Rebbe in the yeshiva. Unfortunately, he passed away. He made the bracha as well. So, Mepiedus is, this is fresh. This happens. I didn't make the bracha when I first came. I don't know. I still don't know what I would do. I don't know. You know, I'm like I've still got the American in me where I see like, but the Mishnah Berurah says not to make it clearly. But these Zionistic postings seem to be quite, and anybody who follows Rav Kook, that's why, as I said, any of the Israeli Rabbeim in our yeshiva were like, yeah, obviously, Rav Kook writes about this like crazy. But you understand there's an underlying concept over here, right? This is not just about, this is a statement. This is what you guys should be thinking about, you guys mean me, myself, during the 3 weeks. And that's obviously why I took it today. Where are we? We're in really a great, amazing state, but what are we doing with that? I would challenge you to have this conversation with your campers. What do you think? They've all been living, as you've all been living, as we've all been living. I've only known Eretz Yisrael. I've only known Yerushalayim. I haven't lived in a time without Yerushalayim. I don't know anything. Yeah. Maybe your parents, certainly your grandparents, lived without either Yerushalayim or certainly, the older grandparents, without. Medina said, can you imagine the euphoric? And my father tells me, my parents tell me about that euphoric time of 1967. Guys, not that many years ago, 50 years, not so many years ago. So people thought Mashiach will come. It's an amazing tale of, right, after this, people said, that's it, Mashiach's going to come. The challenge, though, then to say, okay, but what are we missing? Right, Rav Soloveitchik famously said, we'll have a shiur next week or the week after about the tefillah of Nachem and them wanting to change it. Rav Gorin's famously changed the tefillah. It's not Bazuy anymore. Rav Soloveitchik said, there's still churches in Yerushalayim. We're not there yet. We have no Beis HaMikdash. So we have to keep that in mind as well as we prepare during these days. Yasha Koyach.